Dr. Gemara, Kisu B'Teichai, we are on Pei Dalet Amid Beis. We are on Pei Dalet Amid Beis, about 15 lines in the bottom, is two dots. Kisu B'Teichai, if you wrote the star in the get, the Mishnah said, Abdu'shechazir Amach Kli Puzzle. Why is that true? Let me just point out why that's true. And the reason that is true is because the get was written out tonight. And the get that's written out tonight is not a good garrison, meaning the writing of the get was done on that chutz. The Mishnah is talking about chutz, right? And therefore, the writing of the get was a puzzle of writing. So even if you erase it, but the fact is that the get lacked, I don't want to call it l'shma, but it lacked l'shem gerushin. The cipher has to write it l'shem gerushin. And if it's written chutz, that means it wasn't written in a proper garrison, so those words were not written. Now, some Rishonim say this is only in the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, who holds Eidim Asira Karsi. So writing is an essential part of the garrison process. Right? The kusav means to write. The mayor heard the kusav meant to sign. You can find the get in the garbage can and use it. So someone will tell you that this is not going like Rabbi Meir, because according to Rabbi Meir, we don't care how it was written, because the writing of the get is immaterial, right? You can pick a get out of the garbage can that was written for trading purposes. Others want to say that this is worse than a garbage can. This is written the wrong way, as opposed to a neutral non-way, something like that. I don't remember clearly, but Pashtus is going like Rabbi Eliezer. Don't think about it. I'm Rav Safra. Kasvai b'tai chaytanan. The Mishnah said, written in the get. Sekhti gemar b'shita, kasvai b'tai chaytanan. What is he telling me? Obviously, the Mishnah is saying it's a problem if you wrote it into the get. What is Rav Safra telling me? He repeats the word of the Mishnah, Kasar B'Taychai, and he says, Tanan, that's what we learned. The Gemara, I'll tell you why. Because Mal Detei Mahani Milu La'achar HaTayref, Avilifnei HaTayref, Afilu HaPer Nami Pasul, Kamash Malon. Meaning like this. Let me explain this Havamina, because Rava holds it's true. What if a guy told the cipher, write a get, but I'm going to do it chutz mipleini. Don't write the word chutz mipleini in there. Write the get, right? Shimon is writing a get to his wife Dvaira. Write a get for my wife Dvaira, but I'm going to give it to her chutz mipleini. And he says this before the main part of the get is written. We've had a number of times in Masechta that there are two parts to the get, the tairuf and the typhus. The Tairuf is the essential part of the get. The name, the city, Hariat Mutaris Lechaladam. Then there's the typhus, the form of the get. A lot of extra words that talk about that he's divorcing her. The Tairuf is the main part of the get. So Rav Safra is saying, one might make an argument that if before the Tairuf is written, a guy tells the cipher, write this get, which I am going to give to my wife, Chutz Mipleini. The guy is writing it with a machshava of Chutz Mipleini. And therefore the get becomes puzzle. Even though it's not written Chutz Mipleini into the get, but since the instructions specified that the guy said, while he instructed the cipher, he said, I am going to do it Chutz Mipleini, the writing was done according to the command of the husband, Chutz Mipleini, even though it doesn't say it. So, Rav Safra, that's not a problem. What he tells the cipher is no difference. If the cipher writes it l'shem gerushin, and he tells the woman, Hariat Mataris Bechaladam, even though at the beginning he planned to say Chutz Mipleini, but at the end of the day he says Hariat Mataris Bechaladam, the fact that he commanded the cipher before the beginning of the process that he's planning to say, he didn't command, he informed the cipher that he's planning to say Chutz Mipleini, has no bearing on the situation, and the get is still kosher. That's what Rav Safra is saying. It's only a problem if the get had it in it. Then we say the cipher wrote it, Chutz Mipleini, that's a possible get. But if the owner, the husband, just said he's planning to do that, even though he told it to the cipher before the cipher wrote the essential part of the get, still, it wasn't written in the get, and when the time of handing it over, the guy said, Hariat Mataris Lechaladam, and he didn't say Chutz Mipleini, so it's okay.
That's what Rav Safra said.
That's what Rav Safra said. We'll see. We have, that's why we learn Gemara.
Well, have I been told the sefer, I want you to have this much, this kavana? It's still not besocho.
Again, the sefer writes the get l'shem gerushin. That's what Rav Safra is saying. What you tell the sefer is immaterial to the fact that he writes the get.
Right. So why is Rebbe was very like redaic and. You're saying, he said, this is what I'm going to be telling you.
Because he's because, again, okay, it makes no difference. Because, fine, I don't care how you word it. I just thought it was...
No, he said, I want you to have this kavana.
No, he's not, there's no kavana involved.
Why not?
Yeah, he's writing l'shem gerushin.
I want you to have it chutz l'miploni.
Again, the chutz l'miploni is not... Let me try to explain. The gerushin is being written. He's going to give it to her chutz l'miploni. If it's not written in the get, then the get was written plain. He's going to give it to her chutz
m'plaini. Is the kavanah of the sefer irrelevant as long as what he writes is good?
This is very
probably, yes, according to Rav Safra. We'll see how Rashi words it. Yes, I think so.
If he writes it for the wrong lady with the same name, it's no good.
Right, right. Here he wrote it with Shane Garrison. Why would he write it with a menas of chutz m'ploini? If he writes it, he writes it. If he doesn't write it, he's writing gerushin. Rav Amar, when does alper work? If he told, it happened after the essentials were written. Rav Amar, loyshal lachar tayrif. Rabbi says it's not true. If you say it before, then it's taka puzzle. Because the get was written that way, which is the cipher would follow the directions to write in chutz m'ploini. V'az the Rabbi l'tamei, damar lu Rabbi l'hani d'kas yigiti, Rabbi told the people that write a get, shasku shtuki l'bal, keep the husband quiet, ata kasvisa le l'tar of the gita. Make sure he doesn't darshan. Just tell him to keep quiet till you write the tariff. Because if he says chutz m'ploini at that point, it's going to affect the writing it again. Rashi. Zot Rashi kasa b'taycha t'nan. Davke kasa b'taycha hu d'lesle takanta. When the get is not fixable anymore, because it was written chutz m'ploini. Avaloi kasa b'taycha. Afilu amar la'edim amanas krein. Eina nifso b'kach. It's mashma that it doesn't become puzzle. That we assume that the fact that he said it does not affect the writing it again. But vachi yaimer la b'shas mesira at mataris nuchog. Hani mili dekin and kasa b'taychel la mivsu b'maydam el sadi l'kaisam and askein. Heichadam el avak siva satayrif. I would think it's only after he wrote the essentials. Amanas shaloi tinasi l'plaini. The kiva the nichtav ikar aget kaidam askaris t'nai. This could be chutz, this could be amanas. Since the get was written before he mentioned it, they didn't write it in. But I would think, but before the Tairuf, it only means b'taychei. Shuke shaske, nasvubay, scream at him to keep quiet, shleyashku shum tanai, he shouldn't mention anything.
Because the sofer will end up writing it? Or
no, because he's going to be writing it on das of that. The writing is going to be on das of the tzai.
No, the sofer, that's his input. It's his das.
No, it's the husband's das.
His husband. Okay.
Don't think about that. Yes.
Brother.
Listen.
So is the sofer, can the sofer be deaf such that he cannot hear the principles, the husband's desires about what his idea is for this get? And can the sofer's own, let's say the sofer is the father of the wife and does not want any restrictions on the get. My question is about what, is he just a vessel for the intent of the husband, or does he have his own independent intent that would rely on his own hearing, his own desires, or whatever?
For sure has the ability to have his own independent intent. If a husband says, write it for my wife named Dvaira, and he has in mind a different Dvaira, or a different husband, the get's not kosher. But we never have a reason to suspect that the cipher would do it wrong. He's writing a get for Mr. So-and-so, why are we going to assume that he's trying to mess up the get? There's no such assumption.
There might be a wording issue by the husband that doesn't make his intent clear, as we said before. And the sofer takes it one way, and the husband means it another. Do we rely on what the husband meant, or what the sofer thought he meant at the point he was putting his quill?
I can't tell you exactly because Gemara doesn't discuss it, so I don't like to make things up. But today, the husband commands the sofer to write it from my name, from my wife's name, and for the purpose of divorce. And the sofer repeats, "I'm writing it for the name of," and he says the name, right, with all the names, "and for her," with all the names, "and for the purpose of divorce." Now, what they did in the time of the Gemara, I can't tell you. My assumption is that the husband clearly commanded the cipher, and the cipher followed commands. Now, the cipher had the option of not following commands, but why should we think that if a guy is writing a get for Reuven, he's messing it up? Why should we think that? There's no reason to assume that. Now, if you're telling me that the cipher is the father of the wife and therefore he's going to mess it up, don't use the cipher that has the geas here, that is, party to one of the litigants here. It's not a good idea. No, I agree with that. But again, the Gemara is talking about a regular case where the husband tells the cipher. The question is, Rav Safra seems to say that if the husband says, "Listen, I'm planning to write a get to my wife and I'm planning to tell her this condition," does that make the cipher write it on condition? Or is the cipher writing the get and says, "Let the husband do his conditions on his own"? As long as he doesn't put him into the writing, we assume he didn't mean that. That's what I think the machlokes is. Rava says, if he told the cipher that he's planning to make the condition before the cipher wrote the essentials, we say perhaps the cipher wrote it with that condition, and therefore it's not a kosher get. Conditions cannot be in the writing of the get. Whereas, the get has to be written without condition, unconditionally. Conditions can be added verbally. Whereas Rav Safra says, there's no reason to assume that his verbal telling of the cipher what he plans to do is going to affect the cipher's intent. He's going to write a get. Let the husband do what he wants to do afterwards. That's what I think is the machlokes. Zakti Gemara Vayitcha. Tanur Rabbanan. Now, we're going to have a similar machlokes between two Amoraim, where one is going to hold like Rav Safra and one is going to hold like himself, because it's going to be a machlokes Rav Zeira and Rava. And Rava will be consistent, and Rav Zeira will be holding like Rav Safra.
I'm sorry.
You don't have to be sorry.
If you write the good get and everything, and the husband gives it to the wife, and prior to giving it to her, he says, "Almanah," to the wife.
Yeah, it happens all the time. That's the whole sugi over here. You can make conditions in the get.
So it's not written at all. When we talk about chutz and stuff,
it's verbal. It's all verbal.
All verbal.
That's exactly what the Mishnah said. Nothing is written in the get. Cannot have a get written conditionally. The get has to be written unconditionally.
The get is always good. It's the way it's presented.
Correct. Tana Rabbanan. Kol atzinah and poslim beget. All conditions possible in the get if it's written into the get. They're very Rebbe. Which, by the way, we'll see in a minute, right? The Chachamim Baimim, no, not true. Kol shepaisel apeh, paisel b'ksav. Only things that verbally make the giving of the get puzzle, if it's written, makes the get puzzle. Kol she'ena paisel apeh, anything that verbally does not destroy the giving of the get, like amanas, or the condition you drink wine, you can give that, and that's a fine get. Ain't a price of itself. You can write that into the get, too. The get is a get on the condition that you drink wine. There's nothing wrong, the Chacham saying, in adding a condition to a get in the writing of the get. Unlike Rebbe, who says, no conditions. The Chachamim say, you can put the same conditions. You can make verbal, you can put in the get written.
What does Rebbe say about doing an almanas verbally?
Depends what the almanas is.
No, they're a good one. A good one like...
So it works.
So why is there a chilek? According to Rebbe, why is there a chilek?
Okay, so we'll see. That's why we're learning Gemara. It's amazing. The Gemara has the same problems as you have.
No,
and the Gemara will explain it. My problem is, how can the Gemara do six steps in one time? Six steps take six steps. So when we're step one, the Gemara is obviously headed to step two, then to step three, and then to step four. That's how the Gemara operates. It cannot write step six before it writes step one. So this is the Machlokes Rebbe Rabbanan. Rebbe's saying no Tanai is allowed into the get, and the Chacham said there's nothing wrong in the writing of Tanai. Zok to Gemara, and the Gemara explains to Chachamim. Chutz shepaisel apeh. Chutz, which, the way our Mishnah learns, if you give a woman a get that says chutz, it doesn't work in the giving of the get, paisel b'ksav. That would make the writing of the get invalid. Amanat she'ena paisel apeh. You can give a woman a condition, a get conditionally, ain't a paisel b'ksav. That is the Machlokes Rebbe Rabbanan. Now, our Mishnah says Kasvay B'Teichai, it's going back in the case of Chutz. Because that's what our Mishnah was talking about. If you remember correctly, we said the Mishnah is talking about a case of Chutz. The Mishnah said if you wrote it, even if you erase it, it's too bad. It was written into the get. Zok to Gemara Vayter. Amar Reb Zeira. Machloikis Lufnei HaTayrif. This Machloikis that Rebbe does not allow a condition to be written in the get is only if the guy writes the condition in before the essentials of the get. Why? What's the difference? The Rebbe Savar, Gazrinin Amanas Atuchutz. Rebbe says, if we allow conditions, we're afraid that the guy will write chutz. And we can't have chutz written into the get before the essentials. That makes a puzzle again. So the Rebbe said, let's not let any added things into the get. A rabbinic zera. Really, there's nothing wrong in writing a condition into the get. What's wrong? You can give a get conditionally. You can write a get conditionally. Rebbe is saying, this is the way Reb Zeira explains it. Rebbe is saying, if you let the guy put conditions in, he might write chutz in, and that's puzzle. Don't let him. Then you can't erase it. You can't change your mind. It's a puzzle again. Don't let any additions before the essentials. Avo, that's what Rebbe holds. Rabbanan said, we like us, you're not so chutz. And Rabbanan say, no, you can have conditions, and the people understand conditions are okay, but chutz is no good. Avo liachra tayrif, divriyal kol kasher. After tayrif, once the essentials are written, so then even if you would say chutz then, it wouldn't make a difference because the get was written properly, because all we care about is the essentials of the get. The rest is a form. Doesn't have to be done correctly. It's kosher. Umasnisin, the Kartani Kasu, the Mishnah that says if you write it in, it's pasul. Lukim the Bechutz is talking about Chutz. Al Amanas le pasul. Our Mishnah is never talking about Amanas. Our Mishnah was talking about Chutz. So the Mishnah said if you write Chutz, it's pasul. Everybody agrees to that. Amanas is Machloikis, it's Rabbi Rabbanan. Rabbi makes Xera, Rabbanan don't make Xera. That's how Rav Zeira explains the Machloikis. That means conditions are okay, etzem. Really, there's nothing wrong in writing a condition into the get. You can give a get conditionally. You should be able to write a get conditionally. As long as the condition meets the proper conditions, halacha. Whatever you can do verbally, you can in the giving of the get, you can do in the writing of the get. Came along Rebbe and said, we were afraid. If you let people write extra things into the get, you're taking a chance that people will write chutz. Now, if they verbally say chutz, it's correctable. They can take it back and give it again. If they write chutz, you can't erase it. It's not erasable. So therefore, Rebbe makes the Xera, and Rabbanan don't make the Xera. That's Rav Zaira's understanding. Rav Amar, Rav said, Vibay Seba Lacha Toivet V'yakoyim. Either it's going, Masnitsin, the Tani Kasa, Vikim the Bechus of Manasloi Puzzle. Our Mishnah said Chutz is Puzzle, but it didn't say Amanas is Puzzle. Ibai is able to Fnei Atayrif Rabbanon. According to Zayrin, Rabbanon would say even before the essentials. Ibai is able to Lach, I try to Tivri Akayel. Or maybe he's talking about after the essentials, and everybody agrees Amanas is okay. Rabbamar, Machloikis, Lach, I try to Rabbi says no. The Machloikis is after the essentials. Rabbi Sabra Gazrin and Atul Lufnei HaTayrif. Rebbe says We're afraid if we let him do it after the essentials, he'll do it before the essentials. Rabbanon Sabri, like as you know, to Lufnei HaTayrev, Avo Lufnei HaTayrev, Divri HaKol Pasul. Everybody makes the Gzeirah. Nobody wants anything added to the get before the essentials. Both Rebbe and Rabbanon. Nobody wants any condition written into the get. But if you write conditions, you might write chutz. Everybody agrees to the Gzeirah. Everybody agrees to the Gzeirah. The machlokes is, how far did we take the Gzeirah? Rebbe says, we took it, no conditions in the get at any point. And Rabbanon say, before the essentials, we make the Gzeirah. After the essentials, we don't make the Gzeirah. Therefore, according to this Terence, Masnisin the Kani Kasmi Vekum the Bechot Ava Manas Lai Pasu, our Mishnah that said Chutz, but Ava Manas doesn't Pasu, Acher Aperev Rabbanon, he's going like Rabbanon, it's talking about after the Torah. Yes, yes, Rabbi.
Where does the Torah start?
The Torah is, as we spoke out back in the third parish, it's at the beginning of the get.
So this is going to be then right before this thing is at the beginning. This is going to be
or while he's writing the Torah, or in the middle of the Torah.
The Torah means
before the Torah is finished.
Before it's finished. Or before
well, before the Torah is finished. The Torah is one unit.
Right.
Achar Torah means after it's finished. Lefnei Torah means before it's finished.
I think you agree with me, right? It means before it starts.
What difference does it make if it's in the middle or before it starts? The Torah is being written on condition. I don't know, wherever he puts it in. What? That's part of the Torah.
Right.
That's still part of the Torah. So, to review what we have here, we have two separate machlokes. The first machlokes was, when a person verbally tells the cipher to write it, chutz, before the cipher writes it, does that affect the kashrus of the get? The cipher did not put it in. He verbally commanded him, write the get, and I'm planning to give it to my wife, chutz. Rav Safra says, doesn't affect the get. Rava says, it does affect the get. But according to Rava, even Baal Peh is puzzled if he told the cipher chutz before he started writing the get. That's machlokes number one. Machlokes number two is in the writing of the get. There's a machlokes Rebbe and Rabbanon whether conditions are allowed. Rebbe says, not allowed. Rabbanon say allowed. Reb Zera says, that machlokes is during the essentials, before the essentials. Where Rebbe says, since chutz is no good, let's not have any conditions. We're afraid that people will confuse them. And Rabbanon say, don't make such a gzera. And Rabbanon says, everybody agrees to the gzera. The question is, how far did we take it? Rebbe said you can't have it at all, and Rabbanon say you can have it after the Torah. Those are the two separate machlokes that we have in how to understand the Mishnah. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Paisel beget, im kasu b'taych hafil in iskai matanai. Chutz shepaisel v'alped avi shir beget. That's the shir in the get. Machlokes d'amanas. The Rebbe v'Rabbanon b'shekasu l'fnei ha-Torah. V'kim de b'chutz. V'reish pirkin. At the beginning of the parak, we said it's talking about chutz. The Mishnah seems to infer that Amanas will be kosher. Period. So that's the machlokes that we have. Dr. Gemaravaiter. Tani Avua Rav Oven, Kamei Rav Zera. The father of Rav Oven learnt the following braisa in front of Rav Zera. Kasev get al tnai, divrei hakol pasul. If you write a get on condition, everybody holds its puzzle. Now, this is a problem, because the Chachamim said you can have conditions in a get. So how could the Brisa say, divrei hakol pasul? Now, according to Rav, that's not a problem, because b'fnei HaTorah, everybody says it's puzzle. So you could say custom of time means before the Torah. But Rav Zaira said, there's no point that you can't write conditions in the get according to the Chachamim. So how can the bride just say divri hakoel puzzle? Correct the Gemara, divri hakoel puzzle. But mifugli, isn't that an argument? The bride just says divri hakoel. We said, according to Rav Zaira, that the Chachamim allow a condition at any point.
It was a valid condition.
What?
I thought it was a valid condition.
But that's what we're talking about. And for the Gemara Lehma Divri HaKol Kusher, change the gears in the Braisa, that everybody agrees it's Kusher, which according to Zera works perfectly. After the Tyrus, everybody agrees it's Kusher. Frek the Gemara, Vechi Dami, Lacha Tyrus. So the Gemara is like confused here. You're changing the gears in the Braisa. Why don't you just say, take out the words Divri HaKol? Instead of changing Puzzle to Kusher, just say that Divri HaKol is a mistake. It's Rebbe talking, and Rebbe says that tonight is a puzzle. Why do you say Divri HaKoyel is a mistake, that puzzle is a mistake? You're changing the price anyway. Frek the Gemara. Lema Harris that puzzle for Rebbe. Why don't we say instead of Divri HaKoyel, that this price is going like Rebbe who says it's a puzzle before the tariff? And for the Gemara, Divri HaKoyel, Tana Divri HaKoyel Asne. You know, you remember certain things clearly. The word Divri HaKoyel rings a bell. You don't forget the word Divri HaKoyel. Everybody agrees. That's not something you're mistaken. You don't make a mistake in saying everybody agrees. No, it's not everybody agrees. When the Braisa was said, there are certain parts that we know for sure are legit, and there are certain parts that are changeable. Where is it more probable that a mistake was made? From the word puzzle to kusher to puzzle, or from the word Divri HaKoyel to not Divri HaKoyel? So Divri HaKol, everybody remembers. Kosher b'pasul michlovay. How is that? But Divri HaKol like michlovay. The mistake is made in what you can forget. It's easier to say that a person mixed up pasul and kosher than to mix up the word Divri HaKol and not Divri HaKol. Rashi. Look, Rashi. B'leim alei Rav Zeir l'tana. Tani has that pasul. But like tisnei Divri HaKol. Don't say the word Divri HaKol. But name a Rebbe. Tana Divri HaKol last name. The Rebbe taught the Tana Divri HaKol. He wouldn't have forgotten that. Even if he forgot it, that's not something you forget. If he forgot it, the clarity, he'll say puzzle instead of kosher. This is probably what your Rebbe taught you. Let me explain. There were people that knew a lot of prices, but unfortunately, sometimes what they said over might have been slightly off. They said it over time a Roim, who either agreed to the legitimacy of the Brisa or changed some words. But usually changed some words in the structure of the Brisa without destroying the Brisa. So here came the father of Rav Avin. He told Rav Zeira, I have a Brisa here. So Rav Zeira said, this Brisa is a mistake. Now, he could have chosen two ways that it's a mistake. Either whoever taught it to you said kosher and you mixed it up and said puzzle. Whoever taught it to you didn't say divri HaKoyel and you added the words divri HaKoyel. It's more likely that you mixed up kosher and puzzle than to add the words divri HaKoyel. That's what Rav Zeira was, the Gemara is saying. Dr. Commissioner Weitzer.
The point like this is that Lamaisa, we don't know what really was, right? So we don't know what it was. Does it really matter what we're going to possibly going to Firois? This halacha, I think it's the Divri HaKol, because that's
again.
Forget about the Brisa. If we didn't have this Brisa, would we change the? Well, we wouldn't know what to do.
Again.
I mean, this question is. I think Moshe is thinking the same question.
No, I know what is bothering him. I know what's bothering him. It's bothering him is, like, if the Brisa is questionable, so forget about it. Why are we trying to restructure the Brisa? anyway, we're going to restructure the brisa. So just say, this brisa is not a valid brisa and goodbye. The answer is, Rav Avin is saying, my Rebbe taught me a brisa. What are you calling him a liar? His Rebbe didn't teach him a brisa?
I say that, so we don't know what he said.
But we want to try to figure out what did the brisa say.
But, I mean,
what did the brisa say?
If we didn't have this brisa, how would we feel always, which were the two?
Again, there's a machlokes Rav Zeira and Rava. That machlokes Rav Zeira and Rava exists.
Right.
With or without a brisa.
Right.
So we tried to prove Rav Zeira wrong from a brisa. We're asking a question on Rav Zeira from a brisa. The brisa said to Riachol Pasul, Rav Zeira never agrees to that.
Right.
So Rav Zeira says, I am not going to back down because of this brisa. I think you're misquoting the brisa. Now let me explain something. There are certain brisas that were beyond reproach. Those are the ones that were redacted by Rav Chiya and Rav Eshia. Those brises, you can't say, change the girsa. You can't say that there was a mistake in transmission. Those are as clear as day. This is not a brisa that came from Rav Chiya and Rav Eshia. Therefore, an Amira can afford to say, when you're saying it over, there was a slight error. Had this been a brisa from Rav Chiya and Rav Eshia, Rav Zeira would have been shlucked up.
How do we know which brises are?
I don't. The Gemara does.
It says Rav Chiya, but...
It says Tanda Be Rav Chiya, Tanda Be Rav Eshia, yeah. Yes, doctor.
And this, frankly, is a discussion you and I have had before, which is there is a fundamental belief that the corpus of knowledge is internally consistent. So when you stumble across something which does not appear internally consistent, then what you have to do is change things in such a way that it is internally consistent.
Again, you have two choices. Either it proves that what you assumed is wrong, or you have to change what that said. Yeah, there are your two choices. It has to be consistent, correct. Dr. Mishnah Vaitan. Hariat Mutaris L'chavadam. A guy told his wife, this get is mati to everybody. Ela la'abav lovicha. You cannot marry your dad or my dad. My dad or your dad. La'achi, my brother. La'achicha to your brother. La'eved, you can't marry an Eved Kanani. These are all people she couldn't marry anyway. U'lo'evikachavim, or a guy. Or anybody else that doesn't have the ability to marry this woman anyway. So he's saying, I'm divorcing you from everybody, but besides my father, you're not divorced vis-a-vis my father. Now, the father wouldn't be able to marry her anyway. It's an erva. Therefore, that's not called leaving over in the get. Whoever would be allowed to marry a grusha can marry this woman. He's not restricting her to any man through his get. She's not restricted. She can't marry those people anyway. So therefore, it's impossible. The Kedusha won't work with those people. So when he says, I'm giving you a get, but the get doesn't free you to my father, 100% right. A get will not free her to his father anyway. So it's not, what? So it's a great get.
Is he putting extra Ezra on there?
Meaningless, not typhus.
Where
Kedushin does work, even though it's illegal, but he is restricting her. That means the Kedushin won't work by that man, by saying chutz. Because if not that, the Kedushin, it's illegal, but it wouldn't work. That's not going like a Mekiva. So therefore, since it wouldn't have worked, and now because of his chutz, it won't work, so that means he's restricting. That's not good. Therefore, Rechol Mishesh Lov Kedush Nafil Abavera, puzzle. Now, Rashi. Zakrashi, Elab Elavicha, Lab Shiurehu. The Belab Ishus, Namila Tavis Lov Kedush. He's not restricting her from any marriage. Let me just finish Rashi. Amar Lekai Gadol, Kivin the Kedush, Tavis Simachai, with Lab, and Kermina Beperakam, with the Kedush. Ulahai Loi Tavisu. By saying chutz, he's restricting her from kedushin. Ishtakach the shayer begita. L'chol mish yesh lo olav kedushin. If I say pnuya, to anybody is that if she would be single, she would have a kedushin. V'afil la'avera disolav, pasul da'avishir. Because he's trying to keep her as an anxious ish vis-a-vis that man. And Rabbanah say you cannot do that, right? Rabbanah say it has to be a total cut, and therefore it is a pasul gut. Yes.
If she were to receive
such a gap and then have kinnus with the father, would there be an additional carbon chatas for Isha's ego?
I don't think so. I don't think so. Well, I'm trying to give an answer why I don't think so. I don't think so because what's saying is when a guy says our avatar is the inherent get is to permit her to marry people that she's kedushin can work with. That's what get does. It removes marriage vis-a-vis people that are possible to marry her. The get never was intended vis-a-vis the father or the husband. That's not, it was never included in the heter, it's not a shear, meaning he's not restricting her, it's not restricting her in any way. So since it's not restricting, it's not called not a complete get. And I don't think he can hold, you know, I can hear you make the argument the other way, but that's what I think. That once he says, Hariat Mataris L'chol Adam, saying besides my father, is not really restricting her in any way. It's not keeping any ishus, because she was never marriageable material to him either anyway.
Before the get, there would be two, an extra
father. Right.
The get is not followed by the father. The get doesn't have to work for the father to be a get, because it's not restricting anything, but maybe that may.
I don't know for sure. My feeling is not, but I don't know. Yes?
It could depend on understanding of what the definition of Adam is. Is Adam someone who is marriageable, or is Adam someone who, like any...
No, that's not what's bothering him. What's bothering him is, if the father would have been mezana with her while she was married,
right,
he would be over two Isurim. It's his daughter-in-law, and it's a HSH. Now that the guy gave the get, and he said, besides my father, what if he's mezana now? It doesn't possible the get. He just wants to know what would happen if the father's mezana with her now. Would he be violating the Isra HSH also, or not?
It's a very good question.
I would say not, but I have no proof. I have no proof. I can take a look. Maybe somebody says something.
Given the death penalty, do it twice.
I'm a shaggy. It would be how many chatos does he bring? There's nothing up front here. Let me take a look at the back. There's nothing in the back.
What does the
back have? Bottom
of portion. Who did this? Who made this?
The stipler asked this kasha, brings in the shame sefer Yad David, from David of Kaliner, that asks, why isn't it a shear baguette because of the insurrection ish? And he answers, this is what, I don't know if it's the stipler's answer or David Kaliner's answer, that since she's mugareshes to the whole world, besides this person who can't marry her anyway, so it's not an Eishes Ish Gemura. She's not even an Eishes Ish Gemura, it's like partial Eishes Ish. That's what he says. And the Mela, there would be no Chiev anyway. So therefore, it's not called a Shear. And the Chiddush HaRim says there's no shear, only if the shear asher is something that you would have been mutter. If not, it's not called the shear. But Enoch Inami, it would be us. So he brings down, he says, the Stipler in Yavama Simon Lamedvav talks about this question.
So does that mean that any person, because according to the Stipler, he wouldn't be the over, he would possibly not be over Ashes Ish?
He's saying it would not be an Ashes Ish Gemurah. Again, he quotes somebody else.
Any person besides her
father. No. No, she's free to any person. It's a good get.
So why isn't it put full shear by
because father? Since it's not being shire in anybody she can marry, so it weakens the whole status of Ashes Ish, even to the one who she wasn't allowed to marry to begin with and can't marry, but just produces
only to him.
Only to him. It's everybody else, she's not an Ashes Ish at all.
But she has that part of the get that's held back.
So that's what he's saying, that's not considered enough of a shear.
Only for that, for the...
To everybody else, she's mutter. He divorced her for everybody else.
But it's not a complete get.
That's not called not a complete get, because he weakened it even for that person.
In other words, some people it's a complete get, and some people it's not.
For one person, it's not a complete get. That's right. Again, I'm just quoting what he says here without looking it up, and I didn't see it before him. Let's get my bite. Kolo de Reisha, Asui and Shachai Rekrisis. The Mishnah says...
Have we had that concept before? Have we talked about it before? No. Do you have a partial and non-partial?
No. Kolo de Reisha, Lasu Yishar Chai V'Krisis. When it says in the Mishnah, L'chol Mi Shein La'al of Kedushin, who do we mean? Other Chai V'Krisis. Right. Like a, I don't know, what would be another Chai V'Krisis? Trying to think of another Erev. I don't know, it should come to me. Son. Besides your son. Kuala the Seifa that says it is Ichsard in the get, Lachsu Yashar Chai V'Lavin. Like an Amayni, Amayavi, right? All these things that are Chai V'Lavin. Now he's making it that you can't, the Kedushin could work. So therefore restricting them is considered Chutz. Rashi, Kuala the Reisha Lachom Mishen Lov Kedushin. The Sini, right, there's a lav, even if they're Megayer, at least according to Shamar Shainim, there's a lav unless it's Chattenbom. Some learn it's only rabbinic, and the Gemara just threw it in here as an extra. That's also Asr, but the Kedusha would be Typhus. That's the Gemara right. Boyimine Rabbim Rav Nachman. Chutz Mikedusha Chatten Mahu. What if he told his wife, I'm being megarish you, besides the way Rashi learns, besides that little kid, Shlomi, he's 9 years old, I'm megarish you for everybody besides for Shlomi. Now, Shlomi can't marry her now anyway. He's a cut. But if you wait 4 years, Shlomi would be able to marry her. And because he put this chutz into the get, 4 years from now, Shlomi won't be able to marry her. At this point, he's not restricting her. She's totally mutter to marry to anybody that she can get married to. There's no restriction. Shlomi doesn't count now. He's 9. Adoma, he will one day be able to marry her and will be restricted because of this chutz. Amaloi, that's the Shai of the Gemara. Rashi. The Rashi chutz b'kedusha chutzen. Chutz mi ployni v'katten hu. He said ployni, who happens to be a katten. Now, Kveg is medayik. Why did Rashi have to say this? Why couldn't Rashi say, he said, I'm a garish you for everybody besides katanim. Why did Rashi have to say, he said a specific katten? What if he would say, I'm a garish you everybody besides katanim? No katanim can do kedusha now. So there's no restriction now. But a week from that is a bar mitzvah. And that person will be restricted. Same shayla. So the Kivega wants to tighten up that if a guy says chutz miktanim, he automatically means while they're ktanim. Chutz miktanim. Once they become ktanim, they're not restricted. They can marry you. I'm restricting them while they're ktanim. Which is no shit. Mashenke, which says chutz mi ployni katan. he's specifying one kid, then he means that kid forever. That's why the Gemara has the Shaila. That's what the Kivega explains. That's why Rashi stresses, Chutz Mipuay Nikot, beside Shlaimi. Yes?
Why wouldn't it be okay if she would have nuts with this cotton?
Same kasha you asked before. It's the same kasha you asked before. Let me try to explain. What they were telling you before is that if there's no restriction on marriage, it's not called a shir. If she can marry everybody she's allowed to marry, it's not called a shir. Whatever way you want to explain it, but that's what they were telling you before. So that answers, whatever way you can answer that, you can answer this. Again, if it boils down to if saying you can't marry my father is not considered a shir in Eishes Ish for whatever way you want to marry it, imagine it because it's not in the gay kedushin, it would work the same thing for a cotton.
No, if over there she would be usher for the father, vain business, vain kedushin, and it doesn't work. Over here, she if they get a scab, if she had just for the cotton, it's nothing.
Again. The svara they said there had nothing to do with that answer. The svara they said there was that, I'll use the Kedusha Rim's lines, any shear that doesn't affect Kedusha is not a shear. That's what the Kedusha Rim said. The Cypher said, any shear that doesn't affect Kedusha is not a real HSS. Whatever that means, again, I can't explain something I didn't read inside and work on. But they both stressed the fact that there was no restriction on Kedusha. That's what they stressed. So whatever way to answer that, it's the same question all over again. Repackaged. If the answer would have been your that way, it would have been a good question. But they didn't. Nobody answered it that way. They all answered that since it didn't restrict Kedushin, it's not considered a restriction in Eishes Ish. Again, I'm just telling you what they said. Using that aside, it works here as well. I don't understand it there either. I don't understand it now either. But that's not the point. Whether I understand it or not is not the point. That's what they're saying. They're answering this question as well. Now, how it works, I'm not sure.
According to Rashi, he's just specifying which human being it is.
Exactly.
Joe Schmo was a cotton. That's Joe Schmo was a cotton.
He said slimy, yeah. The cotton, yeah. Correct. Don't think about my Domele to the Suah. It's a Beferish Mishnah. Ketanim is Gareshes with Kedusha Aviyah. Ketanah, her father married off, she can receive her own get. Now the Gemara is going to ask a question here. The Pasuk says, V'yatza v'haysa. When the Pasuk wrote the parsha of get, so she gets divorced and she gets married. That means every woman that gets divorced has to be able to get married. This Ketana can't get married. The Torah in writing get, writes she gets divorced and gets married. Right next to each other. V'yatza v'haysa. So we say, for a woman to be divorced, it's only a woman that can get up and get married to somebody. This Ketana can't get married to anybody. She's a Ketana. And her father already accepted Kedusha once and she got married. So nobody can marry her off. The answer is, one day she'll be able to get married. She doesn't have to be able to get married now. We look at the total picture. V'yatza v'haysa. At one point in her life, she'll be able to get married. That means we don't look at now, we look at the picture. Same thing here. This cotton will one day be able to make Kedushin, and he was left out. So that's considered a shear in the get. We'll talk about this more tomorrow.